All right, you ready for the word? Kenneth Copeland, you can go ahead and start now. Yeah, there you go. Kenneth Copeland asked this question. He said, can strangers see Jesus in you? Look at your neighbor and ask him, can strangers see Jesus in you? One of his friends, Minister Jerry Savelle, once told of a time he was in a shopping mall with his wife, Carolyn. A woman walked up to Jerry and said, will you pray for me? Since he didn't know the woman, he was puzzled. He said, out of all the people in this mall, how is it that you picked me out? She said, the Lord told me to come to the mall and someone would be there who could pray for me. I came here looking for that person. I noticed a beam of light. It would go into one store and wander around and then go to another store and wander around some more. I followed the light until I found where it was coming from, and it was coming from you. When you spend time with Jesus, it will be undeniable. Amen? His power, His glory will be reflected in you to the world. And His presence upon you will meet the needs everywhere you go. You know, the Bible challenges, taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be the very fruit, you may have that very fruit that somebody needs at that moment to taste and see that God is good, amen? And that's why we need to allow our light to shine, amen? Not just in here, but when you're out there, to let your light shine like never before. Amen? So why don't we stand, and we're going to read out of the book of John today, John 16, 5 through 15. It's titled, The Work of the Holy Spirit. We're still on detox. This is detox number 3. But now I go away to Him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. And when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they don't believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that He will take of mine and declare it to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this word this morning. And Father, I pray that, Lord, even as Nikki shared, that we would open up our hearts today to receive from the Spirit of the living God. And the Holy Spirit, You would just fill us today overflowing, that we would truly be the light of this world, that we would glorify God in what we say and what we do, that we would have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit would say to us. And so, Lord, we praise You and we thank You for this opportunity we have today to be in Your Word and to be transformed by the hearing of Your Word. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. You may be seated. The Holy Spirit can play a significant role in our lives, amen? And that's why He sent to us. That's why He came. When Jesus walked on the earth, the disciples were sent out in the power that Jesus had. Because in Luke 9, 1 and 2, it says, then He called the 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Jesus gave them power. Everybody say power.
Power.
With Him, there was a limitation of what could be done, because at that time, Jesus could not be everywhere at once. He was God and man, and in man, He could not be everywhere at one time. And so it was imperative to Him and for us that He go back to the Father so that He could send another, the Holy Spirit, who in John 14, 16, he says, I will pray the Father and He will give you another helper that He may abide with you forever. Everybody say forever. So when you get filled with the Spirit of God, He never leaves you. He goes everywhere you go. He hears everything you say. He's with you in your adventure of called life. Amen. So let's make this number one. Jesus would send the helper. Everybody say helper.
Helper.
How many of you ever need help? Oh man, all the time, huh? We all need help. And He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. And to help us, it's in the Greek, it's parakletos. And it means, it's from para, means beside, and kaleo, which means to call, which means He's called to one side. The Holy Spirit is called to our side. The word signifies an intercessor, a comforter, a helper, an advocate, a counselor. That's what the Holy Spirit's come to do. In a non-biblical literature, parakletos had the technical meaning of an attorney who appears in court on another's behalf. The Holy Spirit leads believers to a greater apprehension of gospel truth. So in addition to general help and guidance, He gives the strength to endure the hostility of the world system. And how many of you know there is a world system and then there's God's system? You know, that's why He says in Matthew 6:33, He says, seek first God's way of doing things and His way of being right, and all these things will be added unto you. Or maybe you've heard it this way. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So when we seek after God first, His way, He will take care of us. Amen. But we do have this world system that's totally against the God system. And they're both alive in this world. And we need to decide who we are going to serve, amen? What system we're going to follow. So, but the Holy Spirit comes alongside of us, and He helps us. He helps us to get where we're supposed to be. And as we've talked about the last couple of weeks, the Holy Spirit knows our weaknesses, okay? And He's here to help us in our weaknesses. How many of us have weaknesses? The Holy Spirit's here to help us, hallelujah. He detoxes our soul. Detox our mind, our will, and emotion. That is our soul. So He's here to take out. Remember, detox is taking that poison out of your body. And you'll see so much online today about how to detox your body. You know, to detox your kidney, detox your liver, detox your system. You know, there's so much in the world today about detoxing physically. But I know that God wants us to detox spiritually, to get the things that are not of God out of our system. Amen? So that we're walking and talking with God. So, you know, as the Holy Spirit is here and we are empowered and sent out, we're empowered by the Spirit of God. He comes alongside and gives us help. And A, today, under Jesus would send a helper, He helps us with right and wrong. Everybody say right.
Right.
It says He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. So our part is recognizing and following the nudge of the Holy Spirit. So conviction is not condemnation. Conviction of the Spirit is to let us know that we're going into an area that we shouldn't. The Holy Spirit will convict you. He'll say, probably shouldn't go that way. And it's up to us to develop our hearing to hear that.
Amen.
It's up to us to have that strength of the Spirit of God in us that we don't go that way, that we don't do what we want to do. Because, you know, the Spirit is to help us so that we don't fulfill the lust of our what?
Flesh,
the lust of our flesh. So we know what is good and what is right when we have the Spirit of God because He shows us. So we just have to listen to the Spirit and He'll let you know. Now the Holy Spirit will speak to you and He'll let you know. And He'll let you know when you're crossing a line. And if you've crossed that line, then you need to repent of that. Amen? You need to repent and get back. But there's those times, Pastor Jesse, when the Holy Spirit will speak to you in an area of your life that if you're not paying attention to the Holy Spirit, it's like you put up a wall to Him in that area of your life, where you don't surrender that area of your life because you stop listening to the Holy Spirit. And you start doing what you want in that area of your life. Now, it doesn't mean the Holy Spirit's not still speaking. It just means we're not listening. And when we stop listening, then our heart gets hard towards that thing, and we continue in it, and we don't get the victory over it. And one thing about the Holy Spirit, he's not content to leave us the way that he found us. You know, it's just like when you go fishing, you don't cleanse the fish before you catch it. You got to catch it first, and then you clean it, right? So once you catch that fish, once the Holy Spirit has captured you, then he'll work at cleaning us, amen? We come to him just as we are. So, but he was sent to engage this world and to keep us engaged, to engage us so that, B, he will guide us into all truth. God is truth, amen? And the Holy Spirit will guide us into truth. How many of you know the Word of God is true? It is true. Everything in here is true. It is yes and amen. I don't read it looking for contradictions. I don't read it looking to try and prove it wrong. I'm working, because it doesn't matter what I think, I'm working it out in my life. I take the Word of God and I'm working out the goodness of the Word of God in my life. And if it calls for me to change, if it calls for me to be transformed, by God, I'm going to surrender and say, hey, you know, I've done Bible studies with men for years here at the church. And I just remember, you know, as we would, you know, every year, us guys, for about 3 years in a row, we'd get together, some of us, and we'd read the Bible through every year for 3 years in a row. And I remember guys being in there going, Pastor, why you got to tell us this? I'm like, what do you mean? Well, I didn't know that was sin. I'm like, it is! And they'd be like, well, but I do that. I said, well, I think God is telling you to stop. And it's funny how we, you know, when we figure this out, we're like, ah, man, I shouldn't be doing that stuff. But the Word of God is true, and the Holy Spirit will guide us through it to give us understanding, amen? He'll give us great understanding. He illuminates the Word of God. You know, I've read through the Bible so many times, but there's all the time I read it, and it's like, I never read that before, but I know I read it before. It's like, I never heard that before. I know I've talked on things. I can remember Pastor Dave was in here one time, and he was the former pastor, and he said, Ron, I never read that before. I said, yes, you have. It's just never illuminated to us. And sometimes, that's what the Holy Spirit does. That's why we keep reading it over and over. The Holy Spirit, it's like, it comes alive. You're like, wow. Oh, praise God. I am free. You know, I am forgiven. Amen. You just start taking it. Oh, he does love me. Scott and I had a conversation before service about the love of God and how much he really loves us. And it's not based on how good we are. It's based on how great he is. How much he loves. And you know what? God is capable to love us even when we make mistakes. He still loves. He does not stop loving you. Everybody say love.
Love.
He does not stop loving you. Oh, but Pastor, I did this. I don't care what you did. He does not stop loving you because it's his very nature. It's who he is. He is love. He's the epitome of love. There's no, the things that he doesn't love are the things that are against him. There's certain sins that he doesn't love, but he loves people. And he can separate the two. He loves people. You know, Proverbs tells us there's just, you know, there's six things that he hates and seven that are abomination to him. There's things that he does hate, but people aren't in there. Amen? So the Holy Spirit guides you into all truth, and this keeps us from being deceived. How many of you want to be deceived? Nobody. Amen? Matthew chapter 24, it says, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You know, people will try and speak for Jesus and deceive many people. It's going to happen. It's happening all the time. It's been happening. People are deceiving people by saying things, you know, that they know that aren't in the Word of God, but they know them, and they're deceiving people. If it does not line up with the Word of God, don't listen to it. Come on. Don't listen to it. Don't let it get to you. Romans 1:25 says, "And who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creator rather than served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." So we know that there is people in this world that have exchanged the truth for a lie. And if you read all in Romans 1, a lot of what Romans 1 declares about this is happening in our day. And it's happening in our day. But listen, this isn't the first time it's happened. I know, I really believe we're coming into the end times. You know, I really believe that. But this isn't the first time this stuff has happened. If you study the fall of the Roman Empire, it is, you, if you read it, you'd think you're reading about America. Because it goes hand in hand. It got to the point with Rome that nobody thought it was worth saving. Because there was no morality. It was all evil. And nobody thought, why should we fight for this anymore? See, so I read that and I think, wow, I'm reading about America right now. Exchanging the truth for a lie. And there's people all around us that are exchanging the truth of God for a lie. And they're allowing things into the church that should never be in the church. I have some flyers on my desk. I've been debating whether to hand them out to you because they're so evil. They're so disgusting. And I just read the scripture that says, you know, don't even talk about these things amongst yourselves. And I'm on that, but I don't know, how do I not tell you about what's happening in your schools? Where your kids are going to school, how do I not tell you that? From kindergarten on up, they're telling them that same-sex marriage and homosexuality is okay. That in high school, oh, it's so vile. In high school, and you say, well, it's not in our schools. Listen, there is a court battle in Murrieta right now because they're trying to put it in. It's all the stuff from Planned Parenthood that they're trying to put into the schools right now. It's coming across. And let me tell you, since Kavanaugh got elected, Planned Parenthood is pushing in this state an agenda. They have a three-point agenda, and one of them is to put an abortion clinic in every community, because they don't want people to have to drive to get an abortion, and they want to make it so that everybody else pays for the abortions, that they can, that people can come and get them for free. So they've exchanged, they've taken the truth, you know, because one of the things that God hates is the shedding of innocent blood. So, but they're taking that out, and so it's happening. They're pushing for it around this state. So, but the truth, the Holy Spirit reveals truth to us so that we stay on track, so that we're not in agreement with that stuff. Because you can't agree, if you agree with it, you're disagreeing with God. See, you're exchanging the truth for a lie. God hates the shedding of innocent blood. And as I told you before, in years past, out of all the abortions that are had, 74 or 76% have a church affiliation. So if the church would just stop it, if we would get it that God hates this, and we would come alongside of God, we would join hands with God, we'd stop believing a lie that it's okay, things would change. The church has got to wake up. We've got to allow the Spirit of truth to come and to guide us into truth, amen, that we stop buying into the lie and we start believing what God has said. Amen. Now listen, if you had an abortion, remember, the Lord has not come to condemn you. He came to liberate you, to bring you to the point that you say, I'll never do that again. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. It doesn't mean that you go and do it and then rectify it later. No. It means that you know that God doesn't like it, so you don't do it. We have to maintain truth. See, the world looks at the church and they say, oh, they're just a bunch of hypocrites. We got to stop being the hypocrites, amen? We got to walk in the truth. We got to let the truth come to us. So we can't allow ourselves to be deceived. It all works together. Conviction and truth. We get convicted so that we stay in the truth. It's when we stop following the conviction that we lose sight of the truth. Remember what I said, when we stop, we put up a wall to what the Holy Spirit is telling us so we can maintain what we're doing in our life. See, we're stepping away from the truth. Remember these words last week I said to you. I told you the story. I was walking in the church the other night in the dark. I had my hands up, was walking very slow because I didn't want to walk into a wall. And after a few minutes of walking, my eyes adjusted to the dark so that I could see. I was okay. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, do you see how easy it is to adjust to the dark? Oh my gosh. We need the Holy Spirit in truth so that we don't adjust to the darkness around us. Amen? Truth is a part of the nature of God that he is sharing with us. Amen? And the Holy Spirit will also tell you what he hears. Jesus was very clear about only doing what he hears and sees in heaven. And we have access to that through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit conveys to us what he sees. He tells us what he sees going on in heaven. But are we listening to him? We can avoid some pitfalls in this life if we would just listen a little more. You know, and I remember, Joseph, I was about where you are one time, and I had this incredible encounter with God. Oh my gosh. I was sobbing so hard. The Holy Spirit was just speaking to me. And I was sobbing and just, I could barely stand. And the Lord said, now if you believe what I'm saying, I want you to go to the altar. And I'm like, that was before it was popular in the church to go to the altar, you know. So I just said, I'm going. I went to the altar and I got down and God just fell on me there, his presence. And it was so heavy, I couldn't walk back. I had to crawl. I crawled back to my seat. But I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why don't you speak to me like that more? And he said, why don't you listen like this more?
Hallelujah.
I'm like, oh. See, because God is speaking. But are we listening? Have we opened up the eyes of our heart? I'm not going to sing it like she did, but have you opened up the eyes of your heart? Or have you turned a deaf ear to the voice of the Holy Spirit so that you can do what you want to do? And a hush fell over the room. Jesus said, he says, my sheep know my voice, amen? We are those sheep. We are his sheep, amen? So, sometimes it's a small, still voice that we hear. Sometimes it's just a little nudge that you feel. But don't write it off as your conscience. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. There will be that conviction that comes. And that's the Holy Spirit bringing it to you. If you're listening, amen. When Jesus taught us to pray, he said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we have to listen as the Holy Spirit tells us what he hears in heaven so that we can be obedient to it, amen. You know, listening to the Holy Spirit has helped me so much in my marriage. You know, I wasn't a good husband when I was younger. I was stupid. Man, I tell you. When I started walking with God, I realized I was just a pig and that I needed to learn. I was bad. I didn't realize how bad I was. Delonda would try to tell me, and I think, I'm a good guy. Just leave me alone, you know. And that's how a lot of us think. Well, I'm just a good guy. I'm a good guy. You know, I'm a good old boy. Leave me alone, you know. And but when the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, Oh, he started telling me things about myself. And I think, oh my gosh, I do that. Oh my gosh, he don't like it. Oh my gosh, it's not Delanda's fault. It's my fault. And I had to change. And it was big. So divine direction will come into your life. Us working with the Holy Spirit, that the divine plan that God has for you can be carried out. You know, I never thought I could ever teach on marriage. I was so jacked up when I was younger about marriage. Delanda and I, when we came to the Lord, you know, I mean, we both grew up in church. We always went to church. But I mean, when we surrendered it all to Jesus, we were 26. Married for 7 years already. And man, I thought, there's no way I'll ever talk about marriage. A few years later, they called me. They said, we want to see you. I said, okay. So I went going. They said, we want you to teach a class on marriage. I said, whoa. You guys know my marriage ain't that good, right? And they're like, what do you mean? I said, come on, we're trying to figure this stuff out. I said, are you going to give me lessons to teach? Because I'm still trying to figure out how to be married. And they're like, no, we'll buy you any book you want, but you got to write it. I'm like, you know, I only went to Corona High School. Come on, you know. I mean, praise God for Corona High School. Come on, Joseph, man. You should give it. Stand up and shout amen. Joseph goes, he went to Corona High. He graduated. You know, but I didn't go to college or anything. And I'm thinking, I don't know how to write a sermon. You know, I don't know how to put this together. But God began to just teach me. And he taught me how to be married. And I taught that class for 5.5 years. I guess it took me 5.5 years of teaching to figure out how to do it right. Now, I'm not perfect in it, but I did learn a lot, and I changed a lot. And it's wonderful what God will do if you let him. But as we listen to the Holy Spirit, you will start attaining to the things that you were created for. His plan will be alive in us, and it will be incredible what God does. I never ever thought I would travel around the world and minister. Who would want me? I'm just some guy that went to Corona High School. But then God made a way, and I started getting invited all over the world. Almost every week, I get invited to go around the world. And I'm like, no, 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 yes. No, 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 yes. Because I only want to be where God wants me to be. Amen? That's where I'm going on this next trip. And then D, listen. He will tell you things to come. How many of you want to know what's coming? Amen. He'll tell you. And there's been times in my life where the Holy Spirit told me what was coming. You know, he doesn't always do it in the way that he says, this, and this is going to happen. We were in another country. We were with Kenneth Copeland. And he was ministering to Delanda and I. And he asked us, he said, do you want any more kids? No. You know, I mean, our kids were 18 and 20. You don't want to keep having kids after that, right? At least we didn't. I have 8 orphans that I get to take care of now and 7 grandkids. So Delanda goes, no, we don't want any more kids. And she goes, but my daughter's pregnant. And he goes, he stands there for a minute. He goes, that's it. He says, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. That's all he said. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. And I walked out of there. Don and I looked at each other like, does that mean everything's not okay right now? You know, we started thinking bad. We're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? You know, and so When little Toby was born, you know, Delanda was on her flying home that day that he was being born, and I was still there in that country. And I'm sitting there by myself, and so Carly has the baby Toby, and
Greg, they call me. Something's wrong with the baby. She had him here at Riverside Kaiser. They said, they took him to Fontana. Cardi's like, she's crying. She says, Dad, I didn't get to hold him. I didn't even get to hold him. They took him and he's in Fontana. So she's having to, you know, she was tore up. The doctor's telling her how bad this is, how serious this is. And she calls me, and I mean, I'm 6,000 miles away. And I'm sitting there, and I'm crying like a little kid. I'm just crying. I can't fix this. I was so tore up. I'm sitting there. And I hung up the phone with them, and I'm just sitting there crying. And the Lord said, what are you crying about? I told you everything was going to be okay. I'm like, I got back on the phone. I called Carly. Remember, we gave you that word. Kenneth Copeland came all the way to this country to give me a word to tell you that everything's going to be okay. She's like, oh. So they went out and they got Martinelli's, they got strawberries, and they started having a party in the room, and the doctor comes in and says, maybe you don't understand what's going on with your child right now. Your child is very ill right now. And Cardi looked at the doctor and Greg said, God's got it. We're not worried. And Toby, at 11 years old today, they're playing in the championship football game in Kentucky for junior high. See, he'll tell you things to come, but it doesn't always come in the way that you quite understand what he's saying. He just said, everything's going to be okay. Amen. And so when the trial came, we were like, you know, like I said, for a few minutes there, I was tore up, man. I can't talk to my wife. You know, she's on an airplane, and when she landed, our other daughter picked her up at LAX, and my daughter starts crying, Mom, there's problems. They ushered the little guy to the other hospital, and Delonda said, don't worry, the Lord said it's going to be okay. So Delonda didn't have nothing to cry about. Because when the Holy Spirit tells you what's coming, you know. And you have this assurance, and people look at you like, why aren't you falling apart right now? Because I have this assurance, God's got it. Whether he speaks to you through a prophet, through his word, or through a small, still voice, the Holy Spirit will tell you what's coming. And you just need to be ready. I mean, there's times when I follow that nudge, I didn't follow that nudge, and when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me things. But man, I tell you, there's times now in my life, I just want to say whatever's coming in. Like when he shows me about an ear, or he shows me about a pain right here, or he shows me about arthritis. I if nobody raised their hand, I would be okay, because I just want to be obedient. You know what I mean? I remember one time the Lord told me, there's somebody here that you've lost your taste buds. You have no taste. I thought, that's a pretty unique word, Lord, but okay, I'll say it. So I stood up and I said it, and I thought, this might be one of them ones where nobody raises their hand, you know? And so somebody raises their hand, and I'm like, oh, and I prayed for him, you know? And then somebody else came to me the next day, and they said, hey, Pastor, you know, that was me too. I said, well, why didn't you raise your hand? And it's like, well, I've lost weight since I've lost that, and I didn't want it back. I'm like, I'm like, okay. But when God is speaking, respond to him, amen. You know, and there's times that God will speak to you and have you do things, and you might not understand it. You might not get it. But when you're trusting God, he'll bring that understanding. He'll bring that wisdom to you. You may not always see it up front, but you'll know it. Amen? We just got to know that he will tell us things to come. And he will take of what is Jesus's and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit will take what is Jesus's and declare it to you. Amen? Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, he says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be witnesses to me, to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Well, that power, as I've told you many times before, is the ability to do miracles. Okay, you have the ability to do miracles. And Jesus, it says in the book of Matthew, it says that all authority has been given to Jesus by his Father in heaven. Everybody say authority. That is a power word. That's the exousia in the Greek. And that is the right to use the power, the dunamis power that it talks about in Acts 1:8. So Jesus has the right and you have the power. So you have the power that God wants to use and Jesus has the authority to release to it. So Jeanette, and I know I've done this before, Jeanette is in the Navy now. Yay! Okay, so Jeanette's in the Navy and they are trusting her to man the machine gun. Okay? Jeanette has the power in her hands. But Nydia is the captain of that ship. Hallelujah. And Nydia carries the authority for that ship. Okay, so since Nydia has the authority, but Jeanette has the power, Jeanette cannot use the power without the authority given to her. So if you say, this is you, this is the Jesus has the right to use the power. The Holy Spirit is the bridge that gives us the authority to use the power so that we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You don't got to wait and wonder and wander. Just know that God said, I'm releasing everything that Jesus has. I'm taking his authority and I'm putting it in you. So that you can use it. You have authority in this life. Amen. You have authority over the powers of darkness. You have authority over the things the enemy's throwing at you. You have authority over sickness and disease. Can I hear an amen? You have power. You just got to want to listen. That's all I want to do is listen. Charlie, that's all I want to hear. When the Lord says, somebody's got a pain right here, but you know what? He didn't just say it. He put a pain right there in me. I'm like, uh-oh. And as soon as it came, it left. And so I know he's speaking to me. Somebody had a pain right here. And all I want to do is I want to be obedient to do it, amen? How many of you just want to be obedient? I just want to be obedient. When he speaks, I want to listen. When he says run, I just want to start running and let him determine how fast I run. Amen. I don't want to, you know, if he says jump, I don't say how high. I just start jumping. You know what I mean? That's it. I just want to go with him. But he'll declare it to you. The Holy Spirit will declare healing to you. He'll declare provision to you. He'll declare authority to you. He'll declare power to you. He'll declare peace to you. Amen. He will declare these things to you because these are the very things that God is, and he'll declare it to you. So he'll take from Jesus, and he'll declare it to you. Amen. And in that declaration, see, I can declare to you, Holly, you're rich. But until you grasp a hold of that declaration, you're going to stay where you're at. See, the declarations that the Holy Spirit makes to us, we've got to learn to receive them, amen? We've got to learn to take it into our lives and walk it out, amen? So as you and I pray in the Spirit, we're connecting with the Holy Spirit. And he's praying through us. I went and seen because I talked about last week how the Spirit prays through us at times with groanings. And I went and visited a lady in the hospital last week, and she was groaning when I went in there. And I went in there, and she said, oh, Pastor, it's so good to see you. And I said, well, it's good to see you too. And she lay there, and she just groaned. And I sat there, I said, are you in pain? Because I'm thinking, I'm going to get somebody. because it sounds like you're in pain. And she thought for a minute. And she's like, no, I'm not in pain. I said, well, that's good. She said, yeah. And then she went back to groaning. And that scripture came to mind that the Spirit prays through us at times with groanings. And I thought, I'm going to just join with her. I'm just going to pray in the Spirit. And I just started praying in tongues because, I didn't want to stop what God was doing. And I seen a picture her daughter posted of her doing physical therapy this week and stuff. So I'm like, oh, all right. But the Holy Spirit prays through us, amen, when we don't know how to pray. And But he knows what needs to be done. He knows what needs to be asked. He knows what needs to be prayed. And so he will pray through us. Praying in the Spirit may very well be the thing that releases what you need. I woke up this morning early praying in the Spirit for you. I more and more I'm praying in the Spirit for you. I don't, like I said last week, I don't know what you all need. I know some of your needs, but I'm praying in the Spirit for you. But I ask you this. If the Holy Spirit is declaring to you, are you in position to receive? The Holy Spirit fills you with power of God, and He gives you that authority to use it. He declares it to us. Now, are you walking that out? Are you still trying to figure it out? I'm here to tell you today, praying in the Spirit will figure it out more quick than anything else. So the Holy Spirit has been sent to us, A, to help us with right and wrong. B, He'll guide us into all truth. Everybody say all. All truth. And then C, He'll tell you what He hears from heaven. He will tell you. He will tell you what's happening up there. D, He will tell you the things to come. And E, He will take of what is Jesus's and declare it to you today. He declares it to you today. I want to show you a little video real quick, and worship team is going to come back right now, but I want you to watch this video, and then we're going to come back and we're going to pray.
Have you ever wondered how popcorn pops? Somebody say yes. I'm so glad you want to know. So when you have a kernel of popcorn, that hard little shelled kernel of corn, inside every kernel there is a microscopic drop of water. And so when you put a bag of microwave popcorn into the microwave, what the heat in the microwave is doing is not actually heating up the shell, it's heating up that microscopic dot of water that is inside the shell. So that microscopic dot of water begins to create steam, and the steam begins to press against the shell. And as it continues to heat up, it presses more and more powerfully until finally it pops. So the outside looks completely different from the inside, not because the outside was heated up, but because what was in the inside was heated up. So this is what happens. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. And if you try to heat yourself up from the outside in, you're working against the dynamic of what the Holy Spirit was designed to do. But as you cooperate with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, by renewing your mind with the Word of God, fellowshipping with believers in Christ, being obedient to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, remaining filled by His Spirit every single day, as you do that, you heat up the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And He begins to press and press against the shell of your body, so much so till eventually you pop and you look completely different than you used to look. So then you come home from the conference and your family goes, who's that? Who's that? Who is that? But not only do you look completely different, but I don't know about y'all, movie popcorn is my favorite snack of all time. Put some butter and some salt on that, I'm just happy. I'm just happy. Thank you, Jesus. Put a Coke with it. Ooh, girl. So when you come home, not only do you look different, but then we are fed to a lost and dying world that needs to see our God as good.
Yeah. Good, good, good. Amen. So today is just a wonderful time to be filled. Just a wonderful opportunity. We're going to worship. So I'm going to ask you to stand with us today. And if you want, just come to the front this morning. Just come and step out of your comfort zone. Just come to the front with us today as we sing this song.
That would ever come close. sit and sing of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord,
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fill this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Yes.
Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted, seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fill this place and fill the atmosphere.
So we're here today to ask you to fill us, Holy Spirit. Just ask Him right now in your own way. Just say, Holy Spirit, fill me today. Holy Spirit, fill me today. Yeah. Oh, give me that promise of that, Father. Just pour into us today, God. That promise that you made to us in the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for that outpouring, Lord, that you empower us today, God. That you empower us, that you fill us overflowing. That, Lord, that we can pray in the Spirit. We can pray in understanding. But, Holy Spirit, that you begin to pray through us, each one of us. But, Lord, that you'd strengthen each one of us in the name of Jesus. That you would tell us things to come. Lord, that you would help us to know what's right, what's wrong. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Lord, we glorify you, God. Yeah. Let us just flow, Holy Spirit, in this place. Yeah, that, Lord, that we have an open heart to you today. Lord, open heart, I pray, God. I pray that, Lord, the people of God would begin having dreams and visions of you, God. That our hearts would be open to receive, God, the dreams and vision. Lord, that you just fill us overflowing with your Spirit, God. Let it just flow today, God, yeah. And you just wash over us today, God, yeah. Let it flow, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, just fill us today. Fill us today. Hallelujah. Fill us today, Holy Spirit. Let it just rain down on us. Let it rain down on us, Lord. Yeah. today. Oh, just fill us, God. Fill us, God, yeah. Let it flow, God. Let it flow. Spirit, just fill us. Fill us today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Ah. I'm not an idiot. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, just fill us overflow. Yeah, God. Pastor Jesse, this minister, this young man. Yeah. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Spirit to fill you every day so that you have the strength to continue to do what God wants you to do. My prayer is that our hearts would be open to the Spirit of God every day, that we would hear from heaven and we not get caught off guard because we know what's coming. So Father, I pray today a covering over every person today. Now, Lord, we go filled with the Spirit of God. Lord, that the blessing of the Lord, which makes one rich and you add no sorrow to it, would be upon the people of God today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand today. Hallelujah.